Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're at a code orange air quality alert for today due to smoke from the Canadian wildfires. I'll show you how long that pattern will bring us in poor air quality.
So for that reason, we have team coverage of that air quality alert this morning. This is a live look out at Lake Johnson in Raleigh, and that's where WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is tracking efforts to stop the wildfires responsible for the haze we'll see in the air.
Plus, I'll give you a look inside RDU as cancellations start to tally up this morning.
And we're following the latest in new abortion restrictions set to take effect this weekend. But first today, a federal judge is set to hear arguments in a lawsuit aiming to stop that.
It is 6 o'clock as we welcome you to your Wednesday. Remember those air quality alerts earlier in the month? Well, 3 weeks later, we're back at it again. Talking about those air quality alerts, I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here as we get things started. We've been through the storms this week, and we're going to try to find our way through the haze here. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what we're up against with that air quality alert.
So code orange means that it can be unhealthy for sensitive groups. That would be very young children, the elderly, or anyone with respiratory or heart issues. You just don't want to overdo it outside and limit your time outside. This code orange is likely to be with us for a little while. Right now, we're looking at code yellow, but look at what's happening way up to the north of us. We'll widen the view out a little bit. You can see code orange, yellow, and purple in the states to our north and west. Right now, we have a northerly flow. That northerly flow is going to start to drag down some of that smoke from Canada, like we saw about a month ago. It'll happen for 2 days, today and tomorrow, and then our wind starts to come out of the south, and we'll begin to push that smoke back to our north. Right now, our number is 85, and that's code yellow, as we saw on the map. But later this afternoon, it will likely jump to 110, which is code orange, meaning, again, those sensitive groups shouldn't spend too much time outside. 70 degrees is our temperature as we take a live look over downtown Durham. You can see a little bit of color there in the atmosphere. You might start to notice a bit of haze this morning, but it will likely be more prominent later this afternoon. Our dew point is 61, and that's a fairly comfortable dew point for this time of year. Oftentimes, when we see a northerly flow this time of year, it drops our humidity, maybe drops our temperature just a little bit. It's usually something that is unusual and that we would embrace, but this time it's bringing us the smoke. Right now, temperatures are upper 60s to low 70s, and it's going to be a hot afternoon for us. Mid 80s by lunchtime, we'll see highs in the low 90s. Today looks like it'll stay dry, but we are back into thunderstorms for the weekend. It's a big holiday weekend. I'll show you which days look the wettest coming up, Brian.
6:02 right now as we head out there and take a look at the latest live sensor readings. Traffic is looking good on 440 and also on 540 this morning. Take you out to that live camera at 540 at Glenwood Avenue, and you can see both directions moving along pretty well out there. That westbound trip from Capitol Boulevard all the way out toward the I-40 interchange by the airport is looking fine. In Durham, we're delay-free in both directions of 885. It's a smooth trip right now between I-40 and I-85. Elizabeth and I will be back in about 10 minutes with another live update.
Brian, thanks. The Canadian wildfires are causing dangerous air quality conditions in places like Chicago, where the skyline is masked by smoky air. As Elizabeth just explained to us, that same haze is putting us under a code orange air quality alert today. Our team coverage picks back up now with WRAL's Kelsey Coffey. She joins us live in Raleigh with what it looks like outside now, as well as the efforts in Canada to stop these wildfires. Kelsey.
Good morning, Renee. So we're here at Lake Johnson. I'm going to step out the way so you can just take a look at what we're seeing right now. A little light haze, just a beautiful, peaceful morning. Still under that code yellow, and of course, we're going to transition to code orange later today. And all of this is a result of the massive wildfires in Canada. Check out this video of the flames. More than 480 fires are burning in the country right now. Less than 200 of them are under control. That's according to Canada's National Fire Situation Report, released this morning. Poor air quality has been a problem for weeks with the smoke from the fires sweeping across the U.S. You'll remember we had a lot of hazy days earlier this month due to the smoke here in North Carolina, and now it is back. Over 80 million people from the Midwest to the East Coast are under air quality alerts today. Now, code orange means that the air quality is not healthy for people who are in those at-risk groups. So that's children, that's the elderly, or people who have illnesses that impact their lungs. long. So if you have your kids today, not a good day for the park, not a good day for the pool. It's best just to keep them safe and inside. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, you have to see this to believe it. The smoke from the Canadian wildfires has now reached Spain. Unlike the low-lying smoke that triggered hazardous air quality alerts here in the U.S., the smoke in Europe seems to be hanging a little bit higher up in the air, but still, people can still see. You can see the sunrise there. Still, the smoke over Europe will be noticed by a lot of people. They'll notice brightly colored sunrises and sunsets as well. The wildfires burning through eastern and western Canada have released a record 160 million tons of carbon. But again, the smoke from the Canadian wildfires is now being noticed in Europe.
The global impacts there. Michelle, thank you. You can stay connected throughout the day on the air quality here in the Triangle as well as across the state by downloading the WRAL weather app. You'll be able to check in around the clock if the alert changes.
Shaping up to be a fourth straight day of misery at the airport. This is a live look out there at RDU International, where flight cancellations and delays are growing yet again. WRAL's Michael Grace is out at the airport right now. Michael, this has become such a pain for people trying to travel. And now the 4th of July holiday weekend is bearing down on us.
Yeah, let's just say a lot of unhappy campers when I got here this morning. Right now, flights leaving RDU, we've got 9 cancellations already, 5 delays. And although security isn't a big congestion right now, one thing that I have noticed is all the service centers for the different airlines. So I'm going to step behind the camera and give you a closer look. Now, you mentioned it's just been a whole week of headaches for these airline travelers. And about 1,200 flights either canceled or delayed across the country right now. As I zoom in here, this is that United kiosk, usually not that crowded at this point in the morning. And there also has some staffing issues across the country, and along with some bad weather up in the Northeast. In fact, they actually had to stop all travel at those 3 major airports in New York. I had a college friend who lives out there. He was trying to get home last night from Fort Lauderdale back to New York. He had to stay in Fort Lauderdale. The good news is he found a stranger who also had his flight canceled, so they shared a hotel room together. So at least there is a little bit of humanity out there in a minor crisis time of a flight cancellation. But we're going to stick out here, hopefully talk to some more people about their experience out of RDU this morning. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Thanks, Michael. Sure hope there are better days ahead, right? It is a critical day in the battle over abortion rights in North Carolina. Just days before new restrictions are due to take effect, a court ruling could stop them in their tracks. WRAL's Laura Levine is live in Raleigh this morning. And Laura, the federal judge will be hearing arguments in this case in just a few hours. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Right now, we are live outside the legislative building. A lot of new developments happening here. But first, today in Greensboro, a federal judge is set to hear arguments in a lawsuit that aims to stop the new abortion restrictions from going into effect this weekend. The General Assembly, well, they approved last-minute changes last night in effort to derail the pending litigation. Planned Parenthood filed the lawsuit earlier this month, joined by the ACLU and other health care providers. It claims the legislation contains several inconsistencies and vague language that could potentially violate constitutional rights. Lawmakers made the last-minute changes to the law in an effort to address those concerns ahead of today. Governor Cooper now has to sign or veto the amended bill, and he has about 10 days to take action. Meanwhile, the hearing will happen this morning in Greensboro. We will keep you updated on what happens there and let you know if any changes occur before that new bill is set to go into effect on Saturday. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
We're working to learn if charges will be filed against a driver whose car police say hit a person in Cary. It happened at the intersection of Green Level Church and Carpenter Fire Station Road around 9 last night. We're told the person was in a crosswalk when they were hit. Investigators say the driver stayed on scene. The person hit was taken to the hospital and was alert and talking. A push to ban gender-affirming care for most people under 18 is now in the hands of the North Carolina House as you look live at the General Assembly. They'll hold the final vote on the Youth Health Protection Act before sending it to Governor Cooper's desk. The bill bans surgery, puberty blockers, and hormones for children, regardless of parental permission. It also prevents state funds from being used for gender-affirming care. Opponents of the bill say it will keep people from getting help, putting them at risk of suicide and depression. Supporters say surgery can have lifelong consequences.
A man once convicted of shooting a Durham police officer is free after more than 15 years in prison. And now he is sharing his story only on WRAL. This is video from earlier this month of Kevin Johnson being released from prison. A judge had recently granted him a new trial for his role in the 2007 shooting of Officer D.B. Vereen. Yesterday, the Durham District Attorney announced they're dropping all charges against Johnson and there will be no second trial. Speaking only on WRAL, Johnson said he still has questions about his original conviction.
Boy, I want to know the truth. Something happened in that courtroom that it was unexplainable. Like, they went from on my side to everybody saying I'm guilty.
Well, Johnson's attorney argues that he wasn't at the scene where the shooting happened. Prosecutors say the credibility of two of their key witnesses is coming to question in this case, and we're waiting to hear back from Durham police on if there will be a new investigation into it. A tourist caught on video carving a name into the ancient Roman Colosseum. The search to identify the person behind this shocking case of vandalism.
Also after the break, Costco cracking down on membership sharing. We'll tell you why and what this means for your next shopping trip to Costco.
And you may notice some haze in the atmosphere today. Once again, we have smoke from the Canadian wildfires bringing us a code orange air quality alert. I'll show you who's affected and how long it will last.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
#614 air quality alert code orange for today due to a lot of haze in the atmosphere and smoke due to the Canadian wildfires. Code orange means that it's going to be dangerous for sensitive folks. So that means young children, the elderly, anyone with respiratory issues should limit time outside today. For healthy adults and teenagers, it shouldn't be a big deal for folks, but you'll probably notice it today. 68 right now in Wilson. We have a pretty sunrise happening in Durham. 70 degrees, 72 currently in Fayetteville. Heading out the door this morning, if you're heading out soon, you can already begin to see a little bit of a haze in the atmosphere as that sun is starting to rise. We'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies for the bulk of the day today. If you're thinking about exercising again, keep in mind we're going to have that smoke in the atmosphere. It'll be hot too with low 90s.
6:15 right now as we take a look at traffic. We're looking good in Durham as we look at those major approaches into the Bull City this morning. Live sensor data indicating everything's moving along nicely on 40 westbound, heading away from Wade Avenue out of Raleigh back toward 885. And the trip out of Chapel Hill on 40 eastbound also clear right now from 15501 out to the 885 interchange. A live look at US 1 and 64 at Tryon Road in Cary. Northbound traffic heading away from us, and we have no delays from there all the way up to I-40 in Raleigh. Renee.
Brian, thanks. The federal government is now getting involved in the investigation into a big fire at a school in Charlotte. The ATF says it's stepping in to figure out what started the flames Monday night at the preparatory school. Video shows just how intense the fire was. More than 60 firefighters responded, along with police and EMS. It took firefighters 90 minutes to contain the fire. No one was hurt.
The U.S. is taking action against the mercenary group that started a rebellion in Russia over the weekend. The Treasury Department issued sanctions to four companies accused of being connected to the Wagner Group and its leader. The U.S. says the companies engaged in illicit gold dealings to fund the mercenaries. The State Department says the sanctions are unrelated to last weekend's failed insurrection.
Beware of going to Costco without your own membership card. The company says it is cracking down on people trying to shop using someone else's card. Ken Smith joins us now to explain how Costco plans to make it happen and why they're doing this now. Ken.
You know, Renee, it really comes down to money. When you flash this Costco card and it's not yours, that's another membership fee Costco is losing, and those yearly fees are how Costco makes its money. Well, the membership-based warehouse reported it noticed an uptick in membership card sharing since expanding self-checkout. Shoppers are required to show their membership card when entering the store. Also, cashiers always ask to see that card at checkout. Now the retailer will ask to see membership cards at self-checkout registers, and if the membership card doesn't have a photo, shoppers would be required to show a picture ID. Now again, the bulk of Costco's earnings comes from membership fees that keeps company expenses and prices low. By the way, Costco charges $60 for an annual membership and $120 a year for its higher tier plan or executive membership. So clearly, Renee, Costco taking a page out of Netflix's playbook.
And as Costco members, we're all used to just kind of flashing our card and going into the store. But don't be surprised if they take a closer look at that photo.
Oh, absolutely.
Ken, thank you.
A viral video from Italy is launching a massive security reaction at the iconic Colosseum in Rome. It all stems from this moment right here, captured on video by a tourist. It appears to show a man carving his name and his girlfriend's name into the wall of the Colosseum, the historic ancient Colosseum. This morning on Today, that tourist who captured the video says he couldn't believe what he was seeing.
I'm just flabbergasted. It's like, really? Seriously? You're really doing this? And he turns and gives me this smile that says I have no shame at all. And that was just dumbfounding as well. So I turned around and next thing I had to do was find somebody to report him to.
Yeah, but he was gone. Coming up on Today, the search to identify that man in the video and the strict punishment that could be waiting for him, thousands of dollars, years in prison potentially. That is right after this newscast at 7 o'clock on WREL.
It is 6:18, and the big weather story is the air quality. It's making for some pretty sunrises right now, as you can see behind me. But meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner now talking about the concerns for some groups that should take it easy today.
Sensitive groups are going to be young children, the elderly, anyone with respiratory or heart issues. You just need to take it easy or limit your time outside today. We're watching our numbers go up. When we started our newscast at 4:30 this morning, we were sitting at 81. Now it's 89. That's still a yellow, but we take it up to 100, and that puts us in the code orange, and we'll likely hit 110 this afternoon. We'll stay at code orange for it today, but you'll start to notice it. As a matter of fact, look at this on the right side of your screen as that sun is coming up. That looks familiar, doesn't it? You remember that from about a month ago? We had those sunrises that looked so hazy. Well, here we go again. All of this is due to the Canadian wildfires. They've been burning ever since last month. We've just not seen our air coming out of the north. So a northerly wind today and tomorrow will keep us at code orange. A flow coming out of the south by Friday starts to push that smoke back to the north and improves our air quality. So again, today and tomorrow, those who are sensitive should limit their time outdoors. By Friday, we're back to code yellow. And we often see a code yellow in the summertime around here. Code orange, again, means elderly, young children, anyone with heart and lung disease should limit time outdoors today. It is not code red or purple, and we're not expecting to reach those levels. You see the sunrise there in Goldsboro, definitely seeing that hazy sky there with the smoke. Same thing in Raleigh. Apex Chapel Hill, the sun is not quite at the right angle to really see it. You can see the wind flow, though. Watch the wind streams here coming out of the northwest. The air quality up around Chicago has been at code red and purple. This high pressure system rotating clockwise, helping to push that air from the north into our area. We'll see that again tomorrow, but as the high moves eastward, that flow begins to come out of the south so that by Friday, we should see a bit of relief from the smoke, but we'll also see more humidity and heat coming up from the south. On Friday, we have the chance for some scattered storms. You can see that pretty late in the day. That's an 11 o'clock timestamp right there. So as we get into the weekend, big holiday weekend, I know a lot of folks have plans. We're going to up our chance for storms. On Friday, it's a 40% chance, 30 Saturday, 40 Sunday, 30 Monday. It does drop off a little bit for Tuesday for the holiday itself. Looking at a hot day, though, looking at 93 degrees at 3 o'clock. Right now, it looks like we only have a small chance for storms for Independence Day itself, meaning the fireworks hopefully will go off just fine. We're still watching this area, this disturbance here. It's unlikely to become a tropical storm. It was the remnants of Cindy. But what it could do as it sits off the coast of the United States over the weekend is help to bring higher rip current danger. Right now it's moderate, but if you're headed to the beach over the weekend, you always want to check that. We have building heat, not so hot today and tomorrow, but by the time we get into the weekend, Saturday at 93, looking at 95 Sunday and Monday, the heat index with that will be in the triple digits. We'll go over each of those days coming coming up. Brian?
621 right now. We're still quiet around the triangle. We're not seeing any crashes anywhere in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, or Chapel Hill. And all of our major routes, for the most part, are in good shape as we get started this morning. I want to take a second to remind you, in Fayetteville, they're on the west side of Fayetteville. They were able to repair that sinkhole in pretty short order yesterday. And Rayford Road is open around Graham Road and the 71st schools this morning. Looks like everything's flowing freely there on that side of 401.
Thanks, Brian. We're expecting more major rulings from the Supreme Court today as its term wraps up. And one thing that's already in is about North Carolina's election process, what the justices ruled when it comes to who you're voting for.
People are scrambling for safety as a wildfire grows quickly in Arizona. The huge effort from firefighters to stop the flames.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Did Pat Sajak predict his Wheel of Fortune replacement more than 10 years ago?
Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Fans quickly jumped on this clip from 2012 after the announcement that Ryan Seacrest is going to take over Wheel of Fortune. After Sajak forgets the game's rules for a moment, he jokingly, or maybe prophetically, says, Seacrest's on speed dial. Well, Seacrest answered the call, and now he's going to be the new host of Wheel of Fortune next year.
How about that? I wonder what Vanna thinks of this whole thing. If she could buy a vowel, like what she would think about this all. Because she's very close after all these years with Sajak. And there's a lot of pushback from fans out there saying, Seacrest does everything. Give somebody else a shot.
He's had a lot of high-profile gigs, right?
Yeah. Pepsi trying a new idea. Putting it straight on a hot dog. The cola brand is rolling out Pepsi Cola Chip. I had to think about this one. It's like ketchup, you see, for 4th of July. The company says it's a whole new way to enjoy two American classics. Well, that sounds, you know, like something I want to do. You're not going to be able to find this in stores, though. It's only going to be available at a handful of Major League Baseball stadiums.
Brian, Jeff, remember when Pilk was a thing, the Pepsi and milk, and then we all decided to try it? Well, I think we need to try Pepsi Cola Chip.
I would
and
do
see
it.
How that goes.
They got the right spokesperson there with Joey Chestnut, right?
Right.
For 4th of July. I mean,
he knows hot dogs.
We'll
Jeff
see.
And Brian, thank you. The late Chadwick Boseman will be honored by the Walk of Fame. Boseman is among the celebrities who will be honored with stars on the walk next year. The Walk of Fame Selection Committee also chose stars, including Gal Gadot, Michelle Yeoh, and Gwen Stefani, to be honored in 2024.
Happening today, a federal judge is set to hear arguments in a lawsuit that could stop new abortion restrictions from going into effect this weekend. Just ahead at 6:30, I'll explain how this comes one day after lawmakers made some changes to that bill.
And our air quality is code orange for today and tomorrow due to all the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. I'll show you why we're seeing that again and how long it'll stick around.
Plus, as flight cancellations and delays mount across the country, we'll hear about the headache it's causing passengers here at RDU.